KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 81. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 61. Chance for storms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88, mainly clear. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 79.
Hay season is a race against time. Win that race with an all-new 1 Series Round Baler from Landmark Implement. The all-new John Deere 1 Series Round Baler is a revolutionary leap in baler technology that captures near real-time moisture and weight data that can be analyzed through Operations Center to improve your bale quality and farm efficiency. Are you ready to upgrade your hay equipment? Contact your local Landmark location for full details on the new 1 Series Round Baler and experience the Landmark difference.
At Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, our Level 4 Trauma Center plays a crucial role in delivering high-quality emergency care. We are equipped to provide advanced trauma life support before transferring patients to higher-level trauma centers. In a small community, this level of care is vital as it ensures immediate access to essential medical services during critical moments. Our dedicated team of health professionals are trained to stabilize and treat severe injuries, bridging the gap to more comprehensive care when required. MCHHS, more than a hospital.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Well, kind of Lake Fest coming up on Saturday at the Osage area of Glen Elders State Park, so don't miss all the activities, live music, family activities, and more. It is a free event, but you do need a state park pass. The Lions Club Fun Run at 7 o'clock. More on that during the community calendar. Archery competition registration at 8, starting at 8:30 with the actual competition. A woodcarver will begin in the campground at 10:30. The Conda Visitor Center will be open 12 to 6. From 4 to 4:30 will be cornhole registration. They'll start playing at 5, and at 5 o'clock, the beer garden, food trucks, and live music will be open, as the entertainment will be Henry Tice, Cheyenne Knoll, and Motor Co. throughout the evening. As Cheyenne Henry Tice will perform from 5 to 7:15 p.m., Motor Co. from 7:30 to 11. There's auction and giveaways, 8:30, and the fireworks will shoot off at dark, organized by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. Bring your own tent and chairs. You want to bring your ID for the beer garden. You can. They'll have some T-shirts, I think, available, and the annual fundraiser for the Wakanda Cultural Association to benefit the Glen Elders State Park in collaboration with Beloit Area Chamber fireworks display will be going on as well. Big thanks to all the folks making the Wakanda Lake Fest possible on Saturday. We do have one job opening to pass along. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. You can view complete job description and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. As we mentioned, the Glen Elder Fun Run, Best Damn Run in Kansas, will be coming up tomorrow, and check-in is at 6:30. You can run at 7 is when that will start there in Glen Elder, the opening event for the Wakanda Lake Fest. Check them out on their Facebook page, Glen Another Fun Run, or for more information, call Emmy at 805-315-5796. It is sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. Also, as we mentioned, the giveaway, the chances to win at Lake Fest, as they'll be giving away a Pit Boss Grill, also a party pack, and a tabletop grill pack are the prizes. And also youth lifetime Kansas hunting or fishing license will be given away by Pheasants Forever. Three tickets for $10 for that, 10 tickets for $20 as well. But for the main giveaway that we mentioned with the Pit Boss Grill Party Pack, Tabletop Grill Pack, and many more great prizes from the sponsors, one ticket is $20, three for $40, 10 for $100. You do not have to be present to win. The drawings will be held on the evening of July 6th, tomorrow night at Lake Fest, the Osage area at Glen Elder State Park. So don't miss that. And get your tickets. Still available at Glen Elder Marina, Storch Stop and Shop, Beccarano's and Trailers, and T&J Liquor. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And a ground ball to the right side. Paredes will step on the bag, and the Rays win this one.
Vinny Pasquantino with the ground down as the Rays pick up the win on Thursday evening by a final of 10-8 as Tampa Bay takes 2 of 3 in the midweek series. More on that coming up in this sportscast. Also, we'll have a quick look at local sports, Wimbledon update, NBA free agency, and a new hot dog eating champion. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, K18 Twin Lakes League Tournament continues today in Beloit. 11 o'clock this morning, Smith Center will take on Beloit Blue. Following that will be Osborne County against Beloit Red. And 15 minutes after that will be the third-place game between the losers of those two first semifinal games. And the championship will be 15 minutes after the third-place game with the winners of the semifinal games here in the Twin Lakes League Tournament in Beloit in K18 Baseball. Well, as heard earlier, it was not a celebratory 4th of July for the Kansas City Royals as they fall to the Tampa Bay Rays 10-8 on Thursday night. The Rays had jumped out to a 4-0 lead by the end of the second inning. Michael Massey hit a solo homer to make it 4-1 in the bottom of the second. Tampa Bay added another run in the third. The Royals fought back to get within two at 5-3 with two runs in the bottom of the third inning, but Tampa Bay would score a big fifth inning with three runs to reclaim an 8-3 lead. An RBI from Vinny Pasquantino cut the lead to 8-4. Tampa Bay made it 9-4 in the sixth. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Royals were able to get another run going. Three more runs in that inning to get back within two at 9-7 before the Rays scored one in the seventh. Bobby Witt Jr. with a solo homer in the ninth to wrap things up in the two-run loss. 10-8 again, the final score. The Rays had a big night again with 10 runs on 16 hits. And Alec Marsh took the loss for the Royals as he struggled and dropped to 6-6 on the season. He pitched his three innings, allowed five runs and six hits with three walks and just one strikeout. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on Marsh's night.
Yeah, it was a grind right from the start. I mean, four-pitch walk, then another walk. You know, it was out of sync. You know, it's hard to put your finger on why. He just didn't quite have the feel for his delivery or his release. You know, tried to battle going through there, and he was working so hard to get through that three innings that, you know, just feel like that was the best chance to keep us in the game.
The Royals dropped to 48-41 with the loss, and they will now move on to take on the Colorado Rockies in a three-game series. They head west out to Denver. The Rockies just 30-57. As the Royals will start Cole Ragans, who's 5-6 with a 3.33 ERA against Kyle Freeland of the Rockies, who's 0-3 with a 7.94 ERA. Shifting gears to the NBA, free agency rolls on as there wasn't a lot to happen on the 4th of July, but free agent Buddy Hield is joining the Golden State Warriors on a sign-and-trade deal guaranteed for 2 years and $21 million. Hield gets $18 million in the first 2 years and a $3 million partial guarantee in the third year, plus a player option on a non-guaranteed fourth year. The Warriors will send the Philadelphia 76ers a 2031 second-round pick via the Dallas Mavericks. In tennis, at the All England Club, Wimbledon on the 4th of July, Thursday, Madison Keys, the 12th seed from the U.S., won in straight sets in round two to move on to the next round. Jessica Pegula actually suffered a loss, though, the 5th seed losing a 6-1 deciding third set to Wang from China. Also, Ange Jabeur, the 10 seed, did advance with a straight set win. Moving on, Daniel Collins, the 11th seeded American in the second round of the straight set win as well. Elena Rybakina had a three-set win in advance and top seed Iga Swiatek winning in round two on Thursday in straight sets as well. On the men's side Thursday, 7 seed Hubert Hurkacz did lose in a tiebreak fourth set Also, Alex de Minaur, the number 9 seed, a straight set win to move on to the next round. Grigor Dimitrov, a 5-set win. He had to come back from 2 sets down, the 10 seed, to advance to the third round. Novak Djokovic, the number 2 seed, needed 4 sets but picked up a win in round 2 to move on as well. And Taylor Fritz, the American 13 seed, with a 4-set win to move on to the third round. 11 seed Stefanos Tsitsipas did lose a 4-set match in round 2, so his tournament is finished. Alexander Zverev, the 4 seed, a straight set win on Thursday. You can find full scores at Wimbledon.com. And finally, in sports, in a much different Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest in New York on the 4th of July, due to the fact that Joey Chestnut was barred from the event for sponsoring a non-meat hot dog, Patrick Bertoletti of Chicago won the men's division with 58 hot dogs and buns in the 10-minute time period in a very wide-open competition. Again, it's Bertoletti, the champion of the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest on Thursday. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.